This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt. Today on the Sundial Writers' Corner, we draw upon the legacy of Katherine Tucker Windham and her stories. She reminisces about that one scent of autumn that can no longer be experienced.
It won't be long now until the trees begin to shed their leaves. There are lots of trees in the back of my house, and well, also in the front, that shed leaves. And one of the things that I used to enjoy in the fall when the leaves fell was raking up big piles of leaves and then setting them on fire. There's nothing that smells much better than burning leaves. But now there are city ordinances that say you can't do that. So you don't get to have that satisfying experience of having raked your yard, then of having the smell of your labors fill your nostrils. It was just great. It would fill the whole neighborhood. It was almost as good as smelling barbecue cooking out. And I miss that. And I miss seeing children playing in piles of leaves. We used to have great mounds of leaves, small mountains almost, raked up. And it was fun for them to come and jump in them and hide up under the leaves and play in the leaves. And, of course, it scattered them. But it was no big deal to get them all raked back up together and ready to touch a match to them. And everybody gather around and watch the leaves burn. And might even toast a few marshmallows while we did that. And sing silly songs and enjoy that wonderful smell of burning leaves that let you know that fall had come. And the colors of them were just great when the fire would reach them. It would intensify the colors of the leaves, the golds and the crimsons and the purples of some of the sweet gum leaves. It was just a great experience. And sometimes we'd burn the leaves at night. But you had to be very careful. You didn't want any of the flames to escape or the sparks. And we were careful about where we burn the leaves. But you can't do that anymore. And it's one of the experiences of fall that I miss.
It's that time of year, Fall Fun Drive. As a thank you gift to our donors, we're offering copies of Katherine Tucker Windham's book chronicling her experiences with her resident ghost, Jeffrey. Here, she describes the lasting impact Jeffrey has had on the lives of her family.
Well, actually, I suppose Jeffrey's not as active as he used to be. Now, Jeffrey is a something who lives in a house here in Selma, Alabama. And nobody's ever seen him go. Can't swear he's a ghost. But I can't say how active he is because I'm gone so much. And I don't know what he does when I'm away from home, though often he goes with me. And I was over in LaGrange, Georgia, and there were some little episodes over there that I think he was involved in, like getting me locked out of my room where I was staying and losing a few notes about stories I wanted to tell. Little pranks he likes to play. And one little girl told me she saw him. Now, I don't know whether that could be true or not, but I still hear him or something in the hall at night. And sometimes furniture is moved from where I had put it. And when I was doing my income tax, he got very active. There were just stuff that I needed that I knew where I had put it, and it wasn't there. And that made me a little bit angry. I don't often get angry with him, you understand, because he got me off on a great hobby. Well, a mission almost of preserving ghost tales. The fine old ghost tales from throughout the South. The true ghost tales where you can visit the sites where they happened, and the names of the people involved are accurate, and the events surrounding the supernatural occurrence did take place. Well, the nice thing about ghost tales is you don't have to believe in ghosts to enjoy a good ghost story, but it helps when the facts are there. Makes you wonder, stretches our imagination, and I think that's what Jeffrey does. He helped me write 6 books of ghost stories. They've done right well through the years. One of my favorite tales about it is that somebody asked my son Ben, who's at the Tuscaloosa News, and said, "Ben, your mother writes those crazy ghost stories. Says surely you don't believe in ghosts." And Ben says, "Well, they helped send 3 of us to college."
As part of our fall fun drive here at WLRH, we are offering copies of Ms. Windham's book, Jeffrey's Favorite 13 Ghost Stories, as a thank you gift for a pledge of just $72 or $6 a month. If you're a fan of Sundial, you can hear all the Sundial stories and poems online at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial Writers tab. You can also hear a new episode every Monday morning at 9 here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.